Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Maria Sorto, S-O-R-T-O. Ms. Sorto was accompanied to the evaluation by a translator named Amelia from Bilingual Connections to help interpret. But according to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion, Ms. Sorto was a 62-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 4/25/22 when she fell. She states this was because the floor was slippery from an aloe vera plant. She struck her buttocks and then her back. She did not hit her head or experience loss of consciousness. She did go to the emergency room. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any injections or surgery in this matter. Any paragraph, as per her first report of injury, Ms. Sorto was putting boxes when slipped on dirt and leaves. She fell and landed on her lower back and buttocks on concrete, causing pain. She was administered ice and then was taken to the emergency room. She was seen at Virtue Memorial ER on 4/25/22. She presented with back pain. She stated she was lifting a trash bag out of a trash can when she fell over backwards. She was just complaining of lower back pain. She did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Upon clinical exam, she was tender in the cervical spine and was placed in a cervical collar until x-rays were complete. She had diffuse tenderness, palpation with headache, and was referred for multiple diagnostic studies. She had a CAT scan of the cervical spine that was interestingly compared to a similar study of 7/26/21 to be inserted. She had a CAT scan of the head that was compared to a previous study of 7/26/21. It was read as unremarkable. X-rays of the right knee showed moderate osteoarthritis but no fracture. She had x-rays of the left ankle that showed no acute fracture. X-rays of the thoracic and lumbar spine were performed. These were compared to lumbar spine x-rays from 7/26/21, comma, lumbar MRI from 2/16/12, comma, chest x-ray from 12/26/19, comma, CAT scan of the cervical spine from 7/26/21, comma, and CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis on 7/19/21 and 3/17/22. In the thoracic and lumbar spine, there was no acute fracture. In the thoracic spine, there were mild osteophytes. At L4-5, there was 0.4 centimeter antral allostasis. This finding appears stable compared to earlier studies. L5 has an enlarged right transverse process, which corresponds to Castelvelli, C-A-S-T-E-L-L-V-I, type 2A. This finding has uncertain clinical significance, but can be associated with pain. Ms. Sorto. Was then treated and released. She did add subjective complaints involving some pain in the right knee as well as her left ankle. New paragraph. Ms. Sorto was seen at patient first on 5/11/22 by Dr. Arif, A-R-I-F. She told him she slipped on a piece of aloe vera in the garden section and fell backwards, hitting her lower back and left leg. Period, she had been to the emergency room where she underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period, he prescribed her Flexeril for dorsalgia and referred her for orthopedic consultation. Period, new paragraph. On 6/30/22, Ms. Sorter was evaluated by orthopedist Dr. Ames, A-M-E-S. Period. He noted significant pain out of proportion to the examination. Period, due to the severity of her symptoms and their duration, he believed an MRI was warranted. Period, depending on the results, they may need to engage with pain management team for possible injections. Period, she did undergo an MRI of the thoracic spine on 7/19/22 to be inserted here. Period, she had an MRI of the cervical spine the same day to be inserted here. Period, lastly, she had an MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph, the petitioner returned to Dr. Ames on 8/1/22. Period, he wrote, quote, she is quite focused today and perseverating on the fact that all of these symptoms began with her work injury, and she states she never had any issues with pain at all prior to this. Period. Even after I explained that chronic arthritic conditions can flare up significantly with trauma, she had a very difficult time moving on from this, and we often ended up talking in circles around the issue of causality as it relates to her current constellation of symptoms, despite having a skilled medical interpreter with us today. Period. End quote. He did suggest pain management for her lumbar pain right knee pain. Period, he reiterated she has extreme out of proportion pain with palpation in numerous areas of the body. Period. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. On 11/10/22, she was seen by Dr. Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E, for pain management. Period. She diagnosed back pain and cervical stenosis of spinal canal. Period. She did not have any red flag symptoms. Period. Dr. Steele reassessed her on 1/26/23, and medications were prescribed. Period. Due to the lack of response to physical therapy for the lumbar spine, she would obtain an MRI. Period. She also needed to see a neurologist, given the extensive nature of pain and also right-sided greater than left-sided weakness. Period. She last saw Dr. Steele on 3/27/23. Period. She independently reviewed the MRI studies of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. She concluded the patient's pain was stemming from lumbar verticillopathy, which has improved with at least 6 weeks of therapy and oral anti-inflammatories. Period. She had also been prescribed oral gabapentin. Period. She was scratch that. She does not appear to have had any further attention injections or surgery. Period. Physical exam, general appearance. She was extremely focused on her subjective complaints. Period. She provided expansive descriptions of pain involving each body area as it was examined. Period. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. She was extremely animated. Period. While standing, she showed the evaluator how well she extends her left leg with her knee flexed and her lumbar spine extended. Period. However, she did not do it fully on the right. This all appeared to be self-limited. Great extremities upper. Motion of the right shoulder was full with tenderness, but no crepitus. Great motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Extremities lower. Right knee flexion was variable from 0 to 100 degrees of flexion without crepitus, but did elicit tenderness. When distracted, she had full range of motion. She otherwise feigned inability to straighten out her right knee. Motion of left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted right plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. She had superficial global tenderness to palpation throughout the entire right lower extremity, but there was none on the left. She would not cooperate sufficiently to perform provocative maneuvers in the lower extremities. Spine cervical. Active flexion was full, but elicited tenderness. Period motion was full in all other spheres without discomfort. Period there was superficial, global, and anticipatory tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic, there was superficial, global tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with an unreproducible limp on the right. Period when walking down the hallway, she did not have any limp. Period she was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period she changed positions fluidly, but complained of right knee pain when doing so. Period, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 55 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full. Period, she was superficially global tender to palpation throughout this region, sparing only the left sciatic notch. Period, there was a lipomatous-type mass overlying the left waist. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness that is not clinically consequential. Period on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Period she had positive axial loading from torsion and Huber test for symptom magnification. Period impressions. On 4/25/22, Maria Sordo slipped and fell at work. Period she has given inconsistent descriptions as to what led to this fall and the task she was performing at the time. Period in any event, she was seen at the emergency room and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period, they were interestingly compared to earlier studies that reflect Ms. Sordo had prior problems in her spine. Period. I surmised that the latest studies did not show significant objective progression for the worse to a material degree. Period. She currently denies having any prior injuries or issues with her spine, period. She admits to suffering from diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, and asthma, period. She offers widespread subjective complaints and limitations, period. New paragraph, the current examination was fraught with signs of symptom magnification. Remember, this was seen in the superficial global tenderness of palpation at the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Appeared she had positive axial loading from torsion and Huber tests. Appeared she had variable mobility about the right knee and superficial global tenderness of palpation about the right lower extremity. Appeared she had an unreproducible limp on the right. Period, she was uncooperative with provocative maneuvers in the lower extremities. Period, in the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability to the lumbar spine. Period, she does have degenerative changes here, consistent with her age and prior history of trauma. Period, the subject event did not permanently aggravate, accelerate, or precipitate her underlying conditions to a material degree. Period. End.